Christy, who was your first teacher, did she stay with you through all of this?
She married, and her husband is a pastor, and so they had to move away. They were in another town, but she was a godsend, literally a godsend, and I will be forever grateful. God also raised up several others that, on a spiritual level, were mentors to me, spiritual mentors. I had been a Christian since I was 12, and even in college, I led devotionals in my dorm and so on, but, you know, I'd never really been taught how to pray. I had never really been taught how to study the Word of God. You know, I read a little scripture each night before I closed my eyes and went to sleep. But I really had never been taught how to pray specifically. And these young women happened to have graduated from Tulsa University, and they were part of Wesleyan Foundation at TU. And they had truly been discipled. And they discipled me. And had they not, I don't know how I would have made it.
So you were, I know you were in a financial funk, I'm going to call it. Miracles,
yes.
Were not happening like they had been. Staff was going without paychecks. Depression, I suppose, would set in. And
yeah.
Maybe at home they were told, you've got to bring in more money. So about that.
Things continued to go in that direction. It lasted a year and a half, which, you know, I can say that so easily, a year and a half, but let me tell you, a year and a half is a long time when you're really struggling. Finally, our board of directors, they were so concerned that we were all beginning to question, is this really God? Does he really want us to continue? And so we had read a little bit about fleeces in the Bible. Our board decided to lay a fleece before God. And they decided to ask God, it was a very large amount of money, to come in. We needed enough to come in several months to bring our staff. We asked him to provide enough to pay our staff to date, everyone. And by the way, every staff member got paid in full, ultimately, just late. But that was by their volunteering themselves to do that. So our board felt like, you know, we just can't keep doing this. And so they said, Lord, if you want us to keep going, we ask that by January 1st of 1978, I believe it was, that we will have enough money to have our staff paid to date and all bills paid. I don't remember the exact amount, but I do remember that we meant it. The other thing was that we were all well determined, agreed. No one would tell anyone on the outside about this fleece. No one was allowed to contribute to it because we didn't want to manipulate it. We wanted to know it was from God. And so we just said, God, if you want this, that you've got to provide. And it won't come from any of us. It's going to have to come from people who don't know about this fleece. And so the day before January 1st, 1978, I went down to the office, and we were actually on break, and I went down, and John, I'd poured so much of my heart and soul into this. I just, you know, I had such mixed feelings because in a way I was so tired. I just wanted it over, to be honest. But on the other hand, I just felt like it was of God. And I just couldn't imagine that it would close. The families that were still there were so grateful for it and loved the fact that it was a Christian center. And so I went in to get the mail. We still needed $1,000. And I got the mail and I sat down and began opening it. And the first envelope was for a couple of $100s. And the next one was for like $100, and there was one envelope left. And I said, God, this is up to you. It's yours. And you opened it. It's up to you to close it. And I opened that last envelope. It was a check for $1,000. And I just began to weep. Come to find out, that was from a couple. I later found out, months later, It was from a couple who had already given us a check for $1,000 earlier, but they felt strangely impressed that they were to give another check for $1,000, and I was able to tell them how God had used them. And from that time on, God has continued to provide and continued to bless the ministry.